Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Magic of the Season podcast. I wanted to start off by saying happy belated Father's Day, Leon Day, Canada Day, 4th of July, and Christmas in July. I know it's been a bit longer than I anticipated for releasing this episode, but I have had a busy last couple weeks with house hunting and getting back into coaching hockey. I know some podcasters talk about going through the burnout stage, and I think especially during the summer months, it's hard for holiday podcasters to keep the momentum going. But I recently hit 400 followers on Instagram, and I wanted to release this much-needed episode commemorating that milestone. So, grab your hot cocoa, get cozy, because it's story time. Now, I wanted to use this episode to acknowledge a few of the great dads or father figures that I've had the pleasure of encountering through my walk of life, especially my own father, Bruce. I had the pleasure of growing up with my dad as my best friend. I was a daddy's girl through and through, and I would say I had a stronger bond with my dad than most people did with their closest friends. My dad never raised his voice to me. He taught me patience, kindness, how to love unconditionally, but also never to settle for things in life that don't make you happy. He gave me my love for animals, my addiction to hockey, and every other sport I did attempt as a kid. I'm so lucky to have my dad and for him to be such a pillar in my life. Now, enough about my Father's Day. I reached out to the fathers on our Christmas podcast network, and I asked them what their favorite memory of being a father or what Father's Day meant to them. First, I have Charlie from Closer to Christmas. He's the artist of our group and the creator of my lovely logo. He's a father of two, and he shares his most rewarding things about being a father.
Hey, Ashley and all the listeners of the Magic of the Season. This is Charlie. I'm the host of Closer to Christmas, and I'm also the father of two boys, one age 9 and one will be 15 years old this year. I always hated when people would say, kids grow up so fast. Oh, they're going to grow up in the blink of an eye. And until I actually had kids of my own, and it's just something I never grasped the concept of, but trust me, it is true. I can't believe my oldest son's going to be driving this year, and my youngest son's already going to be double digits. One of the most rewarding things for me, though, as a father, is just watching the boys that they have become and watching the boys or the men that they will become, because you don't realize that they are constantly watching you and just picking up on your habits and learning from you, like learning from things that you do. You're not really thinking about it. So you might not be teaching them stuff, but they're watching. I like to draw. Both of my sons like to draw, but my youngest son will draw and do a lot of the quirks that I do when I draw. I'll add little elements to a lot of my drawings, and he does the same thing. So I always enjoy watching him do that and just see what little things he takes from me just from watching me throughout his day. Some of my favorite moments I've had with my family is every year we like to do special trips. Since my oldest son was 2 years old, we have taken him to Disney World every year for his birthday. So that's something we continue to do, and I'm glad that they like doing it, and I hope it's a tradition that we could keep going for years to come. My youngest son, he is definitely more of like the Halloween, Christmas holiday lover like myself. So we always try to find some fun holiday stuff to do together. During the holiday season, we'll sleep out in the living room under the Christmas tree while I'm on vacation and he's on school break, just because he likes to do stuff like that. But I'm also not going to sugarcoat it and say that being a parent is one of the easiest and most rewarding things all the time. I do have a funny story, and I always considered myself like a fun dad, you know, like I was always goofy. I always goofed around a lot with the kids and we would just have fun. But there comes a time in the kid's life and in your life where something upsetting happens. Some of the stuff that you used to do when they were really little and they would love and laugh and have a great time doing it, there's going to be that one time when you do it and they just look at you with such disgust, like embarrassment. And that's happened with both of my boys for me. Certain things that we used to do, like songs we would sing or something like that, just used to make them giggle a lot and have fun. There comes a point when I do it and they just look at you like, what is wrong with you? So that is one of the hardest things to actually take in. Once they get to that point where some of the fun stuff you used to do as a little kid with them gets to an embarrassing point for them. So that is one of the things that I could say I wasn't expecting to happen, and the time that it did happen, it's a heartbreaker. So that's one other little thing I wanted to put out there for you guys. So if you do have kids, cherish all those moments, all those fun, goofy moments that you have, because there will come a time when they look at you like you have four heads on top of your shoulders. Ashley, I wanted to thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about my experience with fatherhood. And to all the fathers out there listening, happy Father's Day.
This next one is Jerry from The Totally Rad Christmas, where he talks all things 80s. If it was cool in the 80s, he's got it covered. He's also a father of two, and he talks about the best dad moment that he experienced.
Hi, I'm Jerry D from the Totally Rad Christmas podcast, and I've got to say that I've had a lot of proud parent moments. My best dad moment probably, though, is, it's a little bit silly, but it's when my, at the time, 8-year-old daughter decided to sing in her talent show, and I played guitar for her, and she sang, and it's one of my favorite 80s songs, Smooth Operator by Sade. So, as ridiculous as it is, it's just her singing Smooth Operator with me playing guitar behind it, and her wanting to sing that song, first of all, made me so proud, and I couldn't be happier. I'm an 80s guy. Hello, my show is all about Christmas in the 80s, but that one was probably one of my favorite moments. That, and when my son got Castle Grayskull for Christmas, and because that was my favorite gift for Christmas growing up, and so we just played with the He-Man toys and Castle Grayskull. It's just, it's all fantastic. So, yeah, I love being a dad. I love playing with the kids, seeing their faces Christmas morning, but especially I like it when they like what I like. In a roundabout way, that's my way of saying that when they're into stuff I'm into, it's cool. So, happy Father's Day, everybody.
And last but not least, we've got CJ from Christmas Sessions Podcast. Now, if you didn't listen to our Leon Day episode, then you're missing out. Check out our episode on CJ's page to hear us talk about our childhood memories and starting to get into the spirit for Christmas 2023. CJ is a father to twin girls, not to mention preteen girls. He talks about how proud he is to be a dad.
Bonjour, Ashley. This is Claude Béranger from the Christmas Sessions podcast. For those of you that don't even speak a little French, I just said hello. This is CJ, your favorite podcaster from your favorite podcast, obviously. And hi to Ashley. You had sent out the word this month that you wanted to hear from some dads in the Christmas Podcast Network. And know their, you know, proudest moments being a dad. I have many, lots, private, non-private. I will say that one of the most rewarding parts about being a dad is probably watching them grow, hitting milestones and seeing them develop into, you know, from toddlers to little girls to now young women. For those of you that don't know, I have twin girls, Adriana and Carmela. And they're going to be 12 this summer. So through their development and getting older, it's been a bit of a whirlwind. You go from their best cuddle buddy, and then you just turn into the guy that's so cringe and they don't want to hear anything you have to say, and drama at school. And even though it's testing, I do enjoy watching them reach their milestones. I enjoy watching them make friends, and even when friendships end, and school drama, and I love to see how they attack situations with the mind that has been shaped by their mother and I. Like, it makes me proud. I could have never imagined when I was young having two girls that were so amazing. They're intelligent, they're beautiful, they're witty, they're hilarious, like, they're so funny. And those are the proud moments. Like, it's weird, like, we'll be joking with each other and chirping each other, and they come out with these hilarious chirps, and just little things like that make me proud, and I'll sit there giggling about it and laughing about it the next day. So it's the little things, and I think those are the important things when you have kids. It's not always the huge milestones. It's the quiet talks in the middle of the night when you two happen to just wake up at the same time, or those little moments where they're not feeling up to it and you're laying with them on their bed and trying to talk them into a good mood. Parenting is ever-evolving self-evaluation, and I think it needs to be that way. And I think as a parent, you're your own worst critic, and you have to be. But the milestones and things that they do, it's not just one thing. It's a bunch of things combined together that are amazing and rewarding. And I know I'm rambling because I'm so guilty of doing that sometimes, but I can't express enough how much I love my kids and how proud they make me every day. And they make me go crazy, but I love them very much. And I'm glad you asked this question, because there is a lot of dads out there, and some aren't biological fathers. Some came into relationships with other children, and dads come in many shapes and forms. So I just want to take time to wish a happy Father's Day to anybody out there that's celebrating.
And these are just some of the awesome gentlemen that I get to share the airwaves with, who are some of the best dads that I know. I watch them celebrate family and practice what it means to be a great father figure. They are humble and kind and always stuck out to me as a cream of the crop. Charlie, Jerry, and CJ, happy Father's Day, guys. So there's been a few other big events that have passed since my last recording. One of them is Leon Day, which is the official 6-month mark in the countdown to Christmas. You get it? Noel spelt backwards is Leon? But like I said in the beginning, if you check out our Leon Day episode on Christmas Sessions podcast page, you'll get to know us a little bit more and what we look forward to the most when it comes to holiday season. Another big day that has passed in Canada is Canada Day. We celebrate here by doing the same things that Americans do for the 4th of July. We barbecue, we drink, and we watch fireworks. Most people hit their cottages or trailers if they're lucky enough to have them. Or there's people like us who just like to party at home with their family. But regardless, it is one of our favorite celebrations, and it truly is the epitome of what a Canadian summer looks like. Another big celebration that's happening currently is Christmas in July. I mean, it's a celebration for us Christmas people, but I mean, it's just a regular July for everyone else. And if you haven't tuned in to at least one of the Hallmark Channel's Christmas in July specials, then you aren't a true Christmas fan. I feel like I've waited so long to start feeling like this Christmas is closer to us than last Christmas. And finally, not only is it, but it actually feels like it is. I don't know about you, but I usually start to get the itch around August for the fall Christmas decor to start coming out. But this year, I find I'm getting it now, in July. I'm craving those dark amber colors with the scent of cinnamon and clove in the air. I sometimes sit in my room and I have the AC blasting. I throw on a big comfy sweater and imagine it's sometime in the winter, and I turn on a good Christmas movie that makes me feel even more cozier. I know it isn't much. Christmas is mere weeks away, and I honestly couldn't be more excited to see what this Christmas has in store for me. And I don't know about you, but bring on the burr months. I'm so ready for them. Today marks 152 sleeps until Christmas. And if that doesn't give you a reason to be happy, then you've come to the wrong podcast. Now, I want to end this episode with a reading about fathers, considering this episode was supposed to be my Father's Day episode. Now, I hope you've enjoyed listening to me go on about my favorite dads, but it's hard not to brag when you have the best ones in your life. You know who you are. Now, this reading is called A Father and Daughter, and it is by Jeannie Graveline. There's a very special bond between a daughter and her dad, a closeness which grows deeper through the years. It starts the very moment that his baby girl is born and strengthens as she shares her hopes and fears. All throughout her lifetime, she is daddy's little girl. She looks at him with such adoring eyes. He teaches her about the world with tenderness and love. She sees her dad as gentle and as wise. She knows that she can turn to him on any given day, and he'll be there to help her if he can. He'll always make the time for her. That's simply how it is. She quickly learns he's just that kind of man. And as they travel on through life, their love grows deeper still. Each grateful for the blessings they have had, knowing without question that the greatest gift of all is the love shared by a daughter and her dad.